Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy is a safe space where you can share what's on your mind, whether it's stress, sadness, worries, or relationship issues, without fear or judgment. The therapist is there to listen, ask questions, and help you see things from new perspectives. They can provide insights and teach techniques to manage emotions, reduce stress, and make positive changes in your life. While therapy can be costly, there are affordable options available, like online therapy platforms. BetterHelp is the sponsor of this episode, and they're on a mission to make starting therapy easier. BetterHelp is a platform where therapists and their clients can communicate effectively and get the most out of therapy. Starting therapy is easy with BetterHelp. Fill out a questionnaire and you will match with a therapist in as little as a couple days. One of the best features of BetterHelp is that if the first therapist doesn't feel like the right fit, you can easily switch to another one until you find someone you really connect with. They carefully make sure therapists on the platform are well qualified, and their customer support team is there to help if you have any questions. If you're struggling and think you'd benefit from a therapy session, click the link in the description or go to betterhelp.com/Anne and get 10% off your first month of therapy. Anne of the Island, Chapter 17, A Letter from Davy.
"It's beginning to snow, girls,"
said Phil, coming in one November evening.
"And there are the loveliest little stars and crosses all over the garden walk. I never noticed before what exquisite things snowflakes really are. One has time to notice things like that in the simple life. Bless you all for permitting me to live it. It's really delightful to feel worried because butter has gone up 5 cents a pound."
"Has it?"
demanded Stella, who kept the household accounts.
"It has, and here's your butter. I'm getting quite expert at marketing. It's better fun than flirting,"
concluded Phil gravely.
"Everything is going up scandalously,"
sighed Stella.
"Never mind. Thank goodness air and salvation are still free,"
said Aunt Jamesina. "And so is laughter," added Anne. "There's no tax on it yet, and that is well, because you're all going to laugh presently. I'm going to read you Davy's letter. His spelling has improved immensely this past year, though he is not strong on apostrophes, and he certainly possesses the gift of writing an interesting letter. Listen and laugh before we settle down to the evening's study grind."
"Dear Anne,"
ran Davy's letter,
"I take my pen to tell you that we are all pretty well, and hope this will find you the same. It's snowing some today, and Marilla says the old woman in the sky is shaking her feather beds. Is the old woman in the sky God's wife, Anne? I want to know. Mrs. Lynde has been real sick, but she is better now. She fell down the cellar stairs last week. When she fell, she grabbed hold of the shelf with all the milk pails and stew pans on it, and it gave way and went down with her and made a splendid crash. Marilla thought it was an earthquake at first. One of the stew pans was all dinged up, and Mrs. Lynde strained her ribs. The doctor came and gave her medicine to rub on her ribs, but she didn't understand them and took it all inside instead. The doctor said it was a wonder it didn't kill her, but it didn't, and it cured her ribs, and Mrs. Lynde says doctors don't know much anyhow. But we couldn't fix up the stew pan. Marilla had to throw it out. Thanksgiving was last week. There was no school, and we had a great dinner. I ate mince pie and roast turkey and fruit cake and donuts and cheese and jam and chocolate cake. Marilla said I'd die, but I didn't. Dora had an earache after it, only it wasn't in her ears, it was in her stomach. I didn't have an earache anywhere. Our new teacher is a man. He does things for jokes. Last week he made all us third class boys write a composition on what kind of a wife we'd like to have, and the girls on what kind of a husband. He laughed fit to kill when he read them. This was mine. I thought you'd like to see it. The kind of a wife I'd like to have. She must have good manners, and get my meals on time, and do what I tell her, and always be very polite to me. She must be 15 years old. She must be good to the poor and keep her house tidy and be good-tempered and go to church regularly. She must be very handsome and have curly hair. If I get a wife that is just what I like, I'll be an awful good husband to her. I think a woman ought to be awful good to her husband. Some poor women haven't any husbands. The end. I was at Mrs. Isaac Wright's funeral at White Sands last week. The husband of the corpse felt real sorry. Mrs. Lynde says Mrs. Wright's grandfather stole a sheep, but Marilla says we mustn't speak ill of the dead. Why mustn't we, Anne? I want to know. It's pretty safe, ain't it? Mr. Harrison has a new man working for him. He's awful awkward. Mr. Harrison says he is left-handed in both his feet. Mr. Barry's hired man is lazy. Mrs. Barry says that, but Mr. Barry says he ain't lazy exactly, only he thinks it's easier to pray for things than to work for them. Mrs. Harmon Andrews' prize pig that she talked so much of died in a fit. Mrs. Lynde says it was a judgment on her for her pride, but I think it was hard on the pig. Milty Bolter has been sick. The doctor gave him medicine and it tasted horrid. I offered to take it for him for a quarter, but the Bolters are so mean. Milty says he'd rather take it himself and save his money. I asked Mrs. Bolter how a person would go about catching a man, and she got awful mad and said she didn't know, she'd never chase men. The AVIS is going to paint the hall again. They're tired of having it blue. The new minister was here to tea last night. He took 3 pieces of pie. If I did that, Mrs. Lynde would call me Piggy. And he ate so fast and took big bites, and Marilla's always telling me not to do that. Why can ministers do what boys can't? I want to know. I haven't any more news. Here are 6 kisses. XXXXXX. Dora sends 1. Here's hers. X. Your loving friend, David Keith. P.S. Anne, who was the devil's father? I want to know.
That was Chapter 17 of Anne of the Island. Philippa Gordon was read by Janet Crouppen. Stella Maynard was read by Laura Spencer. Aunt Jamesina was read by Julia Cho. Davy Keith was read by Lauren Lopez. And Anne Shirley was read by me, Mary Kate Wiles. It is also recorded and edited by me. Special thanks to patrons Rachel Belinsky, Julia Harker, Larissa Jones, Katie, Deborah Shapiro, and Phoebe Shaylor. Executive produced by Allie Burtz Brown, Warren Day, Jane Leach, Xiaoxi Kuo, Liesl Perrine, and Justin Waterman. Support this project on Patreon at patreon.com/mkwiles to get access to the entire book, early episodes, ad-free episodes, and more. Thank you very much for your support. Chapter 18 is coming next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.